This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Bringing interest and import to your life. This is the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have at my right Jennifer Horn, at my left Victoria Keelan, and right in the middle is Kara Schillen. The items of interest and import that I have decided are of interest and import take a back seat to what Jennifer thinks and Victoria thinks. So, Jennifer, you start.
All right. Well, we start with a little bit of entertainment news, and Roseanne has been trending over the last several hours and days, and that is because that show saw a lot of popularity. In fact, it even got some credit for the reboot of Last Man Standing, Tim Allen's show. But ABC announced this week that even though this series, Roseanne, was tackling politics and had a pro-Trump character in the lead, Roseanne herself, conservatives shouldn't really get used to seeing more of this next year, that next year's show will be much less about politics and much more about the issues facing the Connor family. They're going to go more into the personal relationships instead of the politics. That's probably much to the chagrin of some conservatives.
Why would they make a big deal out of that? Why would they make an announcement
to
that effect?
Yeah. Well, the reason is because I think the reason is they stand behind the show because it's a good reboot and it's a good show, but a lot of liberals will not watch it just because of that. So they're trying to, like, lure people saying, hey,
isn't
that
the problem? I'm a liberal, so I'm not going to watch a discussion that may involve somebody having some fun with Donald Trump.
But you said the same thing about Will and Grace.
Yeah.
On the other end.
I said it because I didn't want to have a diet of it. That may be.
But it goes both ways.
I
have nothing against Roseanne. I just never liked the show, and I would watch it, but I would maybe give it a chance. I don't know. But it looked interesting that they were tackling her pill addiction, though. Have you seen the preview for the next?
It's a really good show. They're doing a lot of stuff, real life stuff, and, you know, more than politics, I think what's really nice about Roseanne is that it features people going through some of the stuff that you're going through in your life. It doesn't feel so far-fetched. There's not a whole lot that's relatable, maybe to you, Victoria, because you live there, but to me, with Will and Grace and watching them live this kind of, well, I know it's not supposed to be, but is swanky New York lifestyle with big apartments, and it just, their reality seems a whole lot more out of reach than Roseanne's reality, which is pretty much what we're all living.
See, I think they're both realities. They both have real life tone to them in that way. I think
But Jen's right. It is a city country thing, and I don't mean country as in
the city
slash suburban.
More people live in the city than in the country. There are more people moving. If you look at the demographic trends, 65% of the people in this country are moving to or have moved into a urban suburban setting. So it is, you know, I understand we all want to know how the other half lives, but there are far more people who are, in my estimation, experiencing the kind of things that go on in Will and Grace than go on in Roseanne. I think that's just the reality of it. But I think there are people who want to. But you don't think more? The stats are clear, Jennifer. More people live in the city than in the country.
I'm not talking about city living, but I think more people would relate, I think, in this country, regardless of city living or country living. Mm-hmm. I think more people would relate to the issues of Dan and Roseanne Connor than they would to Will and Grace. Will and Grace live in an upscale apartment.
Never
seem to be really struggling for cash. They don't have kids. They live a life of fun and frolic, and they don't have anybody really tying them down.
So, is that the criteria? I didn't know that. Well, because most of the people I know who live in fancy apartments are always struggling for cash because they can't afford living there in the first place.
Well, that's not Will and Grace, no.
No,
Jen's 100% right. It is a smaller niche audience. Some people who don't relate to Will and Grace like the fact that they can't relate to it and they live vicariously through them, and other people find that they just can't relate to it and they're not interested.
Right. All right. I take I'll take a step back and defer to the two of you. It's not my world. Neither of those shows are my world. So.
Is there a farm show?
Yeah, well, yeah, there ought to be, actually.
Green Acres is what it's called.
Green Acres.
I know. But you see, that's it. When Richie was sitting where Carrie is, he always used to play, whenever I bring up the farm, he'd play that. And obviously what goes with it, the implication that you're a hayseed or that you're a hick or that you're, you know, someone who is less than valuable to the standards of most people in society, when in fact without the people who live on the American family farm, we have no food. And yet they're so.
See, I think that might have been your sensitivities taking
over
there. Well, I was there, and that was a fun theme song.
When I drive down the street in my tractor, going from one farm to another, one field from another, there are two things that happen usually every day. One is some bunch of kids will go by and laugh at me and give me the finger, or some older dude will drive by and blow the horn because I'm in the road and he wants to get by me. Without thinking at all about what it is that I'm doing to contribute to their lives or other people who do the same sort of thing.
I think that's symptomatic of where you live, and that is that you are farming outside of a big city like Boston. That does not happen on my uncle's farm in Wisconsin. There's a much greater respect for the lifestyle that you're living somewhere else. It's just because you're one of the few, you become sort of almost a circusy act when people see you because they don't see you very
often. Yes, I am a circus.
People out in Amish country don't even honk at the buggies. People just ride slowly behind the horse and buggy. So I think I think Jen's right. It's just maybe, well, you know what they say about people in Massachusetts. Can't say it on the air, but they're just a bunch of mass.
All right. Mass holes.
There you go.
Well, there you go. You answered your own question.
Thank you. What about you, Victoria? What do you have? What's the trending?
Well, since we're talking about cities, well, let's take it across the country to Seattle. There is a controversial new tax there that was just passed on Monday, and it's called a head tax. And under this new rule, for-profit companies that earn at least $20 million in annual sales will be taxed $275 per employee per year. And that's only half the original proposed amount, which is the whole thing's kind of ridiculous. Obviously, Amazon has their huge campus there, and more than 130 other businesses make $20 million or more, so all of them are going to be subjected to this new head tax.
You're going to penalize businesses for bringing jobs to your area. That's
the
real
reason,
smart.
Yes, and here's this will even, I don't know, maybe drive you more crazy or crazier, but the reason they're doing this is to combat the homeless problem. So the money that they make from this new tax will, they say, they're going to put it into shelters, affordable housing, things like that, because Seattle declared homelessness a state of emergency in 2015, and it has the third largest homeless population in the U.S.
Behind Santa Monica.
Could be.
Aye.
Obviously, Amazon is not happy with this. They're the biggest company out there. They're furious, really.
I would think they would.
And they shouldn't be. And I'll tell you what, the homeless problem would be a whole lot worse if Amazon left Seattle, which is what they're thinking about doing.
Yeah.
I think the local government's trying to blame Amazon when really they have a shortage of houses available, even because, and this is why the rates are so high to get into a house, because there's so many regulations you can't build any new homes.
Yeah, you know what this is a symptom of? People not being involved in the operation of their city, their community. People leave it to others. And so the caliber of people who are running for public office, I see it here in Framingham, the seasoned people who have been involved in city and town government for a long time are getting older. The young people that are coming along are, for the most part, totally, they're focused on one thing, one thing only. They're clueless about what really is going on in the city, and you can see that people have distanced themselves more and more from the actual running, the guts of running a community, and so you give over to somebody else, and this is what you get. California is replete with people like this, totally clueless people. The city council in Santa Monica, California, the most clueless bunch of people I've ever seen in my life. So because people, the average person is getting away from being involved in politics, so it's either these clueless fools or people who have a lot of money that don't have anything else to do with their time. They may have good intentions, but they are totally friggin' clueless. And
well, this seems to, it's taxing Amazon, it would end up being more than $12 million a year Amazon would have to pay in this new tax.
Ridiculous.
It's just that's. They said they're going to raise $50 million a year with this new head tax.
No, they're going to drive that much business out of.
They probably will,
and people will still be sleeping on the streets. That's what's so ridiculous is that it's not going to change.
These are again the cluelessness of these people and their ideas beyond belief. 16 after the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, this is really weird, but your eyesight is better. I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I find lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
For those of you who are NASA fans, National Aeronautics and Space Administration fans like I am, you'll be interested to know that the folks at NASA want to fly a helicopter to Mars. Well, not directly.
Good luck with that.
A helicopter is hitching a ride on the next rover mission to Mars in 2020. Once it's there, it'll attempt to fly in the Martian atmosphere, which is 100 times less dense than the Earth's. If it takes off, it'll provide NASA with a unique vantage point to explore the planet. It could even be used as a scout for the rover on the ground. Because of the signal delay between Earth and Mars, NASA won't be able to fly the helicopter directly. Instead, they'll need to be able to fly it by itself, more or less. Even if the helicopter doesn't fly, it shouldn't affect the Mars 2020 mission. Rover doesn't need the copter to do its assessments, the geological assessments of the surface of the planet. But it is kind of an interesting, really unique idea. 21 past the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Now 23 and change after the hour here on the DJV program. Time for us to focus a little on entertainment. Jon Stewart, that was the theme from the show that he was the host of for so long, did such a great job. He and Dave Chappelle are going to co-headline a stand-up tour. This sounds very interesting. I would go see this.
Oh, me too.
They are longtime friends, going to play 7 shows together starting June 11th in Boston. The announcement comes after Stewart signed with HBO to produce his first stand-up special, but he's got to go out and do them.
Yeah.
So that's what this is, fodder for the HBO special. And Chappelle has specials on Netflix. He got a lot of money from them. Even though he's vulgar, I find him funny. My son is quite amused by the fact that I find Chappelle funny. He's funny. So many of the people.
Well, he's
Stewart
brilliant,
is funny.
And that's why you like him, because he's very, very intelligent.
Yeah,
he's not just like an Amy Schumer, low-hanging fruit kind of humor. Dave
not
Chappelle
like
is
Amy
on
Schumer
another level.
Amy Schumer is like a waste of time.
Yeah,
Chappelle is actually quite
like Donald Trump. I mean, Amy Schumer is like a waste of time. Oh my God, he did totally went Trump.
Can you imagine Donald Trump as a stand-up comedian? Can you imagine Trump? I kind of, as you said that, I was thinking, you know, there's something there that would be of interest, but it's a whole different. Anyway, Stewart and they start at the Wang Theater. I may go see if I can find tickets to this at the Wang Theater here in Boston. I think they.
I'm just bummed that they're only going to be in Boston, El Paso, Texas, and Houston. They're not.
Yeah. What's
I hope
that?
They add to this, because Lewis and I really want to go.
Yeah. El Paso is an interesting place for them to go, frankly. Very interesting place. All right, music news now, 25 past the hour. Britney Spears up front and center. She's coming to Broadway, or at least her music is coming to Broadway. Hit songs, the Broadway musical. This is with her, though, is it, Victoria?
It's her music.
Yeah.
And it will be, the rumors have been out there for a while that Britney will be turning her songs into a musical. And so now it looks like she has officially given the green light. She was even spotted at a production meeting recently.
Yeah.
So it will be very similar to Mamma Mia, where they take music and then come up with an original storyline.
And by the way, when is that Mamma Mia movie out? Isn't that pretty soon?
It's this summer, right?
Yeah. No, it's pretty soon. I think it's pretty soon coming up. Anyway, so Britney Spears, the musical, coming to Broadway. Also in the performance world, U2 is going to the Apollo Theater for a concert which will be aired on Sirius XM. So if you're a fan of U2, you could be in for a special treat. Next month, Sirius is hosting a concert experience featuring U2 at the Apollo, making one of their most intimate shows. This is a small theater. But it really has great, if you see the TV show that Steve Harvey hosts every week now, it's a performance night at the Apollo. It's quite an interesting venue.
And it is. What, not a bad scene in the house. In
it. Oh, no, it's it.
And the I saw John Legend there, and it was just phenomenal.
Yeah. So U2 launched their Experience and Innocence tour, and the concert will consist of material from their recent studio album, Songs of Experience. Bono said, quote, New York City and the U2 band have a unique history from the songs of Lou Reed, Billie Holiday, and the Ramones that taught us how to listen to the New Yorkers and our earliest U.S. shows. The souls of New York and U2 have always been intertwined. To finally be playing our songs on the same stage where James Brown begged, please, 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 not only a bucket list moment, but an incredible honor. So this would be... Sirius XM has done concerts with Paul McCartney there, Bruce Springsteen, Metallica, James Taylor, Guns N' Roses. So if you're a subscriber to Sirius XM, you can win tickets through an email invite to go to the show. Hearing it would be a cool, very cool thing. 28 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
If you're tired of kissing frogs, you've come to the right place. Doug Steffen presents the DJV ladies, Jennifer Horn, Bakara Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're here to present you with a good day, a wonderful day, the best day. If you're having a bad day at work, spare a thought for a moment. The co-pilot of a Chinese airliner was sucked halfway out of the cockpit yesterday. The windshield blew out of the Airbus A321. The captain, Louis Trunjani, said there was no warning sign. Suddenly the windshield cracked and broke, loud bang. The next thing I know, my co-pilot is sucked halfway out of the window. Everything in the cockpit went out. The plane was out of control. Nothing worked.
And he still landed it.
And he still landed it. Yep.
The co-pilot
only suffered scratches and a sprained wrist. Imagine that. Thinking about what happened to the Southwest plane a couple of weeks ago, you think about that and you think, wow.
Yeah.
I
have two things to say here. First of all, can this guy be the pilot on the plane that I'm riding on this weekend?
Yeah.
That would be nice. And also, why is this a thing now? I don't remember, like, any stories about windows blowing out on planes. And now we've had two in the last month. Why is
that
happening?
Because I'll tell you what, part of the pressure on building new airplanes and moving them down the assembly line fast is becoming more and more the bottom line of these big corporations, Boeing and the company in Europe that makes the Airbus, that's a consortium of the British government, the Spanish government, the French government, and the German government. They all have gotten together to build these planes, and they are getting orders, and they want them out. Move the planes fast. So I'm guessing there may not be. In the case of the engine's different because the engines are made separately, not by the same company that build or assemble the planes. And so with regard to the engine, the fan that blew apart on the 737, the Southwest plane, that was different. In this other case, the Airbus, I've always maintained they are a cheap piece of crap. And the more you hear about things, I fly them because sometimes now when my main route is Boston, L.A., and that's what Americans putting on the route. So that's what I fly. Not that I like to, but that's what it is. And the way that these things, you realize the pressure that's on. I'll use a counter example. Submarines. Most of the submarines in service in our country are built to withstand the pressure, the subsurface water pressure that you have at 2,000 feet below sea level, which is about two-fifths of a mile, all right? The pressure, the water pressure against the hull is so great that if you go down much further than that, it will collapse the hull. They don't make the steel is hard to find and temper to put into something that'll go that much further. There are some of the smaller submarines that are going down to, heavens, as far down as 20,000 feet, no people in them, but they do use them for exploring purposes. But now, put the opposite. The pressure inside pushing out. As you go up to 32,000 feet, remember, that's about 6 miles. You're up in the sky about 6 miles, and there's very little atmosphere outside. So that's why they pressurize the plane so that you'll feel normal or relatively normal inside. And if there is the slightest crack or hole or weakness in the fuselage, how many times, I remember once, 25 years or so ago, when Aloha Airlines used to be in existence, the top peeled off of a 737 going from one island to another in Hawaii. And the reason that it happened is because the planes were in that salt air all the time. They never went to the mainland. They just hopped from island to island. And the rust was never really, they didn't inspect the planes there the way they do in the mainland. So the rust had eaten into the core of the shell of the airplane. And at 30,000 feet, plane, the roof rips off and 5 seats out the window and 15 people are dead. Right out the window. Right off the roof of the roof of the plane.
Larry Minetti, who used to be on Magnum PI, he was Rick on Magnum, said that he watched so many helicopters crash into the ocean in Hawaii because of just what you talked about, the salt, the rust, everything would, he said he would never fly a helicopter in Hawaii because he had just seen, he'd witnessed so many of them go wrong because of that.
Ugh. Yep, yeah. People in the news, Taraji P. Henson has announced her engagement. Wasn't she married before? Do I remember that?
She may have been. I don't know if she was for sure. She has a son who's 24, I don't know.
So she's marrying a guy named Kelvin Hayden, who is a Super Bowl football player, who played for the Colts. He's 34. She's 47. She wrote, quote, "He started with a Cartier love bracelet, but that was my Mother's Day gift, and he dropped to his knee and almost passed out." Apparently, there's a picture on Facebook of her new diamond ring, or it's an Instagram, I guess, next to a plate of chocolate cake and strawberries. So, nice. She's come of age. I'd never seen her before. She was on Person of Interest. She played a character named Carter, a police lieutenant, and did it well. And then she went on to other things and has become quite the actress, I think. Don't we all agree that she...
I love her. I've seen her in comedies. I've seen her... The first time I ever saw her, was in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button with Brad Pitt and Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
And she was nominated for Best Supporting Actress for that movie for an Oscar.
Really?
So that was the first time people had really ever heard of her on a large scale. And then she went on to Person of Interest and other TV stuff. But I think she just has one of those personalities and faces. When she comes on the screen, you just can't help but
smile.
Like watching her.
Yeah, she's got a smiley face. A pleasant face. All right, here's a fellow who's got a smile on his face today that he didn't have a couple of days ago. David Robinson of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, walked free from prison this week on he got out of jail free card, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. He served 18 years behind bars for a murder he did not commit. Oh. How many? Almost every week now, we find stories on top of stories, and every single one of them that I can remember have been black men. He was behind bars, convicted of the killing of a woman who was shot after leaving a bar that he was in, supposedly. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. It's been up and down. Some people who have been interested in his case kept pushing and pushing and pushing on it. Police said this guy had a history of drug crimes. They say he shot her to steal the $300 she had. He said no, he wasn't anywhere near the place anyway. It's the same story.
How did it get overturned? Was it like a DNA thing?
Apparently a filmmaker named Steve Turner, who was working on a documentary about the case, started to find eyewitnesses who said that he was somewhere else. And
that's an amazing trend in the last couple of years.
It is,
true crime documentarians are solving these crimes. It's really great. We're watching one now on Netflix called Evil Genius, and it's this. And we just started it last night, so we're only a couple episodes in. It's the same thing. It's a murder mystery from 2003 in Erie, Pennsylvania, and I don't know how it's going to end, but they're probably going to figure out who really did it.
Mm. Well, it's interesting because somebody in prison who was his cellmate, or he claimed to be his cellmate, said that Robinson had confessed to him, and everybody believed him except the filmmaker went and interviewed this guy, and he didn't even know the guy in prison, never mind share a cell with him.
Wow.
And so, anyway, he had appeal appeal after appeal that was denied. The judge said the evidence clearly showed that Robinson was the killer, and then now the evidence shows that he clearly did not kill her. So, anyway.
18 years of his life gone.
Yep. Mm. Bill O'Reilly, back to television at 8 p.m. on Newsmax. He's going with how many other people? Greta Van Susteren looks like she's going over there, Jennifer, at 7. And Sean Spicer's going there
at 9. Yeah,
they're
trying to bulk it up. Eric Bolling, I think.
I don't remember Eric Bolling. What's his claim to fame?
He was on the 5 on Fox, and then he was given his own show. And then the story, which I don't think it ever panned out, but there was accusations against him for sexual harassment. So they had removed him from the show. Then he decided to just quit because his son committed suicide.
Mm.
And it was awful. Yeah. Mm. His son, I don't know if his son committed suicide or overdosed, but one or the other. And now he's showing up there, too.
Yeah. Well, interesting to see how that all shakes out. Christopher Ruddy, who runs Newsmax, interesting character in his own right. He understands niching, that's for sure.
Is this a TV network?
Yeah, Newsmax. There's a magazine that comes out. It's all right.
Well, they're
stuff.
Trying to be a TV.
I know of Newsmax. I know what Newsmax is, but I didn't know it had a TV channel.
Yes, it does. It has a cable channel.
Not in my neighborhood, I guess.
Really?
Well,
they had a lot of B talent. You know, guys like Steve Malzberg and people that nobody really knew well. That was how they got themselves started. And they have a lot of TV shows from radio hosts that are right wingers around the country. And so they've created a niche for themselves, but now Ruddy's made a lot of money in Newsmax, and so he can offer a lot of money to these guys. And I'm sure it's more of a participation sort of thing, but I think O'Reilly can hardly wait to get back on TV. Good God, he's not wanted this. He's been working a year to try to make this happen because he wants to be back on television.
What is he doing now?
O'Reilly trying to get back on television.
Well, because I thought he was doing a podcast, but I don't. That's not
he's
going
a podcast.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it will among his legion of fans, but
His audience is too old for that. I don't know.
Those podcasts.
Yeah. That's what I said from the very beginning. That's probably not the right move for him to try to do podcasts. He should have done a web show or something that's more user-friendly for the, over 60 crowd.
Yeah, that's what the Newsmax thing is. 46 past the hour here on the DJV show.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat, and your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Your love of the outdoors led you to buy a fishing boat, and your love of your boat led you to turn a day on the water into a four-day trip, which led you to a record-breaking trout and a bubbling lava-hot sunburn, which led you to a new respect for proper sun care technique. Fortunately, your love of your fishing boat also led you to protect it with Progressive Boat Insurance, which you got indoors because of that sunburn. Ouch. I want to put some aloe on that. Visit Progressive.com to cover the things you love. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
With all the talk about people getting married, the big wedding in England, Taraji P. Henson, there's a new report that shows women are getting married much later in life, with many of them getting started, after 9 p.m.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Three past the hour now on the DJV show. Time for our visit with Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. You can find it at petshow.com. He has a line, proprietary line, of vitamins and minerals for your pet. Cats, one blend. Dogs, another blend. You can find them at hugsandkisses.com, a vitamin and mineral supplement. It is a great value. You can find that if you're a fan of dogs and cats, you're going to be a fan of The Pet Show. Find Warren, facebook.com/The Pet Show, if you will. And at Twitter, it's at Warren Eckstein. So, Warren, I found, as I do in this quirky world of ours, the craziest things. Canine confusion in China. Woman went to a puppy mill, what amounted to a Chinese puppy mill, and got a pet, what she thought was a dog. The dog's growing up, and it turns out the dog is actually a bear. So, under there was just a little ball of fur. You know, like those, what's the big, the Norwegian, what do they call those dogs?
Newfoundland,
that's it, right, yeah. So that's what this bear looked like as a puppy, supposedly. And so now, if you look at pictures of this, though, I wouldn't want this dog in my house. Good God. But
33 years on the air, yep. Right? I've been on for 33 years. the strangest call I ever got came in this week on the show.
Really? What happened?
Get a call from Prescott, Arizona.
Yeah.
The man rescued a bird, a blue and gold macaw, big bird, very smart bird, like a 3 or 4 year old kid, intelligence wise. Brings it home. The bird is infatuated with his wife to the point where the man is jealous. He can't get into bed. The bird stays in the bed with his wife. His wife goes to take a shower. The bird flies into the shower, opens the drapes, and just stands there staring at his wife naked. How do I respond to this stuff? I say it again.
I'm waiting.
So my response was, who did you get the bird from? And he said, well, I got it from a friend of mine who lives not too far away, and he's kind of a single guy. And I said, you know, just so you understand, birds mimic the people they live with. Exactly what I said. The guy was concerned. The guy was legitimately jealous over the relationship this bird had with his wife. I've had people say jokingly, this guy was seriously jealous over the bird's relationship. I said, give it some time, spend more time with the bird. Maybe, you know, as long as the bird's not putting on Barry White, don't worry, is exactly what I said. But it's interesting how the relationship, because the bird had never been, I guess the bird had been with women based on the previous owner, but had never been in a home where a woman was there all the time, and therefore was infatuated with this. Like, interesting story. I never got a call like that before.
Wackadoodle stuff. There's an interesting thing going on. You know, the power that we as men or humans think we have over animals, and what people are deciding to use as pets. There are bears that are used as pets. And there are pigs. We've seen that sort of thing. Weird things that people use for pets. What's the weirdest thing that you've ever seen a human being adopt as a pet? A creature, whatever.
Kinkajous, hermit crabs.
Really? A hermit crab?
Yeah, hermit crab. I had hermit crabs as pets when I was a kid. They were all named, absolutely.
What is the matter with you? A hermit crab?
Many things the matter.
What did you do with the hermit crab?
He hung out. He kind of walked on my hand. He walked around on top of my desk. He was kind of relaxing just watching the hermit crab hang out.
I did see a study this week about what stress, what the impact is of dogs and cats on people who have stress. It apparently is more effective at reducing stress than any of your friends or lovers can be. This is a story out of the University of New York in Buffalo. They studied 240 married couples, half of whom had a pet, as they performed stress-inducing tasks like arithmetic or whatever it is, whatever, all kinds of things they ask them to do. And those who had a pet recovered much quicker from the stress.
There's no doubt about it, because it increases the oxytocin, I believe it is. Now, I had a millipede as a pet. I guess that was my
real
pet. Yeah, I had a millipede as a pet. You know, I've had scorpions, tarantulas, all kinds of spiders, but I guess the strangest was a millipede, yeah.
Between a millipede and a centipede? Is it just the number of legs they have?
The number of legs, and some are more toxic. I believe it's the centipede that's more toxic than the millipede. It's interesting, though, that growing up in my household, I had the most... No one would ever go into Warren's room. No one. I had more space.
I'm going to think a second time about going to dinner with you anymore. I'll tell you that. Wow. Warren Eckstein, lots of great stories. You can learn a lot at his website, thepetshow.com, or listening to the radio program Better Than That. Warren Eckstein on the DJV Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.